Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody's enjoying the Olympics. Wow, it's some exciting stuff. Isn't that amazing? A 17-year-old wins a gold medal. I wonder how young she was to get started in her particular sport, like snowboarding. It's one of the big topics, parenting the child athlete. Everybody, again, keep your eye out for the book, Empowered Aging, by Sharkey Zartman. And we've got an exciting chapter in there that aging is a balancing act. Great doubleheader today. We're coming from Dublin, Ireland to start off with Jim Corwin. He's a health and well-being expert, fitness speaker, author. And then my friend Ian Goldberg, who's the creator of iSport 360. Really the first app for parents and coaches, and then it's me, the sports doctors in segment. First, let's buzz out to Dublin, Ireland. Welcome back to the sports doctor. Jim Corwin, how you doing?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you. Anyway, welcome back to the sports doctor.
Thank you so much. Delighted to be here.
Yes, I thought, you know, you're calling from your new lifestyle mission in Ireland. I met Jim at the National Publicity Summit, author of a great book, The Fitness Factor. What's been going on with you with your latest venture in the world of fitness?
Well, came to Ireland about a year ago. Really came back for personal reasons. Didn't, you know, plan to come back really, but then certain things just developed, and so came back over here, and really had to start all over again. It was kind of interesting when you leave one country and you come to another one. They don't necessarily take into account what you've been doing, in my case, in America. So really, it's been a really interesting journey for the past year, doing a lot of different things, having to take initiatives myself, developed a conference and ran it in November. It was called Ireland's first strategic well-being conference, called Fit CEO Optimum Performance. And it went really well. And as a result of that, I have a lot of opportunities coming through now in 2018. So it's taken a while, but getting there.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I remember, you know, your book, The Fitness Factor. And one of the things we talk about on the Sports Doctor all the time, whether it is enhancing performance, whether it's staying healthy, whether it's being very involved in the wellness side, even the spiritual side of things, are all numerous topics on the Sports Doctor. And the, you know, even the title, a health and well-being coach, is an interesting one. You've been involved in the health and fitness field in the United States for a long time, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, 13 years. So it was a really interesting experience, obviously. And what's kind of interesting, too, is that there's so many similarities between what's happening now over here and what's happened over in the U.S. It's really interesting. The U.S. is probably 3 or 4 years ahead in many respects, and we're kind of following suit. So, you know, obesity is becoming a big issue over here.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Yeah, so we have all the same problems. Yeah, we're catching up.
Yes, the regard of course, the importance of nutrition, the importance of activity. Again, the whole area of wellness, health and wellness, well-being, has become such an important topic in so many ways. So interesting. Yeah. To are you initially from Ireland?
Yes, I am. I was born and bred here in Dublin. So I came to America in 2003.
I mean, you still got the accent.
I don't know. People over here think I'm from America, and I think people in America think I'm from Ireland. So
there you
I'm a little bit of both, I guess.
Yes. And are you incorporating into the Ireland's the new lifestyle, all that your ideas in the health and the performance area in what they're doing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what I'm trying to do over here was what I was trying to do in America. And, you know, we need it just as much over here as you do over there. So I'm spending a lot of time, as well as on the well-being side of things, helping corporates, you know, working with individuals with respect to exercise and moving. And I distinguish between those two things. I see exercise as planned, so like going for a walk or a run or a swim or a bike ride. It's planned. You do it 3-4 times a week. But moving is all of the, if you like, unplanned activity that you do from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, taking out the planned stuff. And we really need to pay attention to the amount of activity and the amount of moving that we do throughout the day. And whether you're in Ireland or the US or anywhere else for that matter, that is really important. I'm sure you've heard the term sitting is the new smoking. And the research is coming out every month reinforcing that particular issue. So a message I'd love to leave all of your listeners with is that it's not just about exercise, it's about moving throughout the day. Really important.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting a point of view. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're live from Chicago, having a little chat here with my friend in Ireland here, Jim Kerwin. Go to my website, everybody, sportsdoctorradio.com. You could click on to radio shows, and you could go back, 10 years, and check some of the topics and guests who we've had from everywhere in all aspects of sports medicine, youth sports, health, wellness, etc. Or you can click on newspaper articles and magazine articles and read lots of things, whether it's choosing the best shoe, whether your son or daughter should specialize in one sport, or one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, with a wink. I get a lot of guests on Twitter, and we publish great stuff on Twitter 3-4 times a day, Sports Doc, DOC at Sports Doc Radio. We have about 34,000 followers, and lots of authors and doctors and individuals in so many areas, health and wellness. And we publish a lot of great articles, so check that out. Getting back to Jim here talking, and are you in Dublin, Jim?
Yeah, Dublin.
Okay, and do you feel like
city.
About 6 hours ahead of here and there in the
evening? Yeah, it's just after 9 o'clock.
Yes. Now, one of my pet peeves on the Sports Doctor, Jim, for years always has been that the United States allows Rx. Prescription drugs to be advertised on TV ad nauseum all the time.
Yeah.
I think New Zealand's the only other one. Is Ireland free of constant TV advertising of medicines?
Yes, it is, thankfully.
Lucky you.
No, I mean it's one of the positives, I'd have to say. Yeah, you don't get bombarded with the drug companies trying to sell you whatever it is they're trying to sell. Certainly some of the over-counter stuff can be advertised, but no prescription drugs at all are allowed to be any of the media.
Yeah, drugs have an important place. They can be very, very helpful. lots of over-the-counter. There's definitely call for prescriptions. But when we start, we've got an epidemic in the United States in all areas of painkillers, this opioid nightmare. And it's interesting the perspective in other countries. I always ask, show gets broadcast, Jim, on UK Health Radio every week. So we get that perspective again, which is not being bombarded on one side. And then also the idea that the lifestyle, the fast food, some of the other good old USA habits have now caught up or in catching up to, whether it's in England or whether it's in Ireland.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, the World Health Organization is projecting that Ireland will be the most obese nation in Europe by 2030. So, I mean, that's an astonishing projection from our point of view here. And we have to do something about that and make sure that it doesn't happen. Because if it does, we're in deep doo-doo, as they say. I mean, it's terrible. Yeah, so there's a lot of work to be done.
Yes, the health risks of children growing up with weight-related concerns could be tripled. What a normal childhood, at least, situation. We can't afford it. The splurge of whether it's diabetes or other lifestyle-related health issues. And, we've been talking about, for example, childhood obesity for easy 15 years here on The Sports Doctor with all aspects of those challenges. You'd think in a physical country like Ireland, although maybe I'm watching too many movies, that you really would have very active people. But
you have in some respects, it's like America. There are 15% of the population that are very active. They're riding their bikes. They're out running. They're doing triathlons. They're going skiing. You know, they're very active people. And the kids in those families are typically pretty active, too. But then you have a significant majority of the population who are not as active and they're eating the wrong food. So just an observation that you can see younger people are heavier now than they used to be. When I was at school, there were 100 boys in my year, and there was one out of 100 who would be classified as overweight. And that guy was a very good rugby player. So we all assumed that he had some kind of condition which was contributing to the fact that he was overweight. But there was nobody else in the class who was overweight. I would say now, if you were to look at an average class, 25% of them are overweight. It's terrible. And they're just not active enough, and they're eating the wrong food. And unless we can change that, we're going to have some horrendous health problems down the road.
Yes, the aspect of keeping physical education in schools, the schools have a gigantic responsibility because they have all the kids, and they have an opportunity to keep these kids active in the importance of physical education. And then again, the challenges. When we were doing these podcasts, Jim, on childhood obesity, 2010, 2011, we had on the author of the book and the playwright of the movie Fatboy Chronicles as a guest, Michael Buchanan. And Michael talked about how 50% of the bullying is involved with weight-related, overweight, these kids and these athletes.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's a nightmare in a lot of ways. And sometimes when we see fitness centers on every other block and physical therapy groups, we think that people are really getting the message, and sometimes they're not. And it's always interesting to see how wherever you are, again, in this particular point, waking up one day and saying, holy cow, a third of these kids are overweight, and no wonder their feet and ankles hurt. No wonder they're uncomfortable running, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why we like to spread the word of the Sports Doctor right through you in Dublin, Ireland, Jim.
Yeah, One thing that I've noticed, I in America, I used to drive my car all the time. Now in Dublin, because it's a big city, I guess like Chicago or New York, not as big as either of those, but still a big city, nearly 2 million people. And so I'm getting a tube or a train or a tram, whatever you would want to call it. And it's really interesting to just watch people. And, I'm guessing 75% of people at any point in time will have their cell phones out, and they'll be head bent looking at their cell phone and doing stuff on their cell phone. And it's become an epidemic from my perspective of just watching people, and they're spending so much time with their technology. Yesterday, I was listening to the radio. I was in my car, and there's apparently a new product that Google are releasing shortly. It may be already in the States, but it's only been released in Ireland, and it's called Google, and it's designed to help you do a lot of things in your house. And basically you can come into your house and tell Google to turn on the lights or to turn on the TV. Right. I don't think it can make dinner yet, but the point I'm making is that this technology is wonderful, it's great. But it's causing the byproduct of it. The negative byproduct is that people are not as active. They're not moving. They're spending too much time sitting down doing nothing because they've become lazy. It's a culture of convenience, and we have to become much more aware of that and change that too.
It's one of our new world's great new dilemmas, which is how are we all going to deal with all the social media. Let alone our teenagers and kids who are just absolutely addicted, as the rest of us are, to the all aspects of that, leading to a chiropractic condition called computer neck, or cell phone net, but being of much more serious nature when we're starting to talk about all of the weight-related problems, and then the idea to try to continue to include, it's hard to beat the term keep moving,
Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, that's why I created Get America Moving, because it's such an important part of what we need to do. It's the way we were made, and yet we've kind of stopped doing it. And all of these kind of conveniences that we've just been talking about just have an unfortunate negative side effect.
Is that website still available, Jim? With your book, etc.
It's probably not as active as it was. It's certainly still there, the book is still available on Amazon. When I'm speaking, I tend to give my books out to participants, but it's largely in Ireland at the moment. Or occasionally I go back to the U.S. and do a talk, and I have a supply of books over
the
there.
The fitness factor. Yeah. Give us a few bullets quickly that the fitness factor is all about.
Well, it's about the tagline is probably the most important piece. It says, ease into the best shape of your life, regardless of your age, your weight, or your current fitness level. So the book is about helping people who need help to get fit and healthy and to develop a sustainable, healthy lifestyle. In it, I describe four key drivers of success. It sounds as if it's an exercise book, but it's a lot more than that. And so the four key drivers are exercise, nutrition, so the importance of eating a healthy, sustainable.
Give us the other two bullets. Give us the other two bullets, Jim. We're almost running out of time.
The other two bullets are knowledge, the importance of knowledge, having knowledge about exercise, having knowledge about nutrition, health, etc. And then the fourth driver is the X factor, and that's why the book is called The Exercise Factor, because the X factor shows you how to do this. How do you develop a sustainable, healthy lifestyle?
Right.
That's the key.
The name of the book is Fitness Factor, right?
The Exercise Factor.
The Exercise Factor.
The
Check
Exercise
that out on
Factor.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Jim Kerwin,
yeah.
Thanks, Dublin, Ireland. The time flew by, man. Great to have you back. Hold on, Jim.
Thank you, Bob.
Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How? AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement in space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit AthleteIntelligence.com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities for franchise locations and area representative licenses backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based, and its recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818-657-7181. Hey, everybody. Back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and zipping over from Dublin, Ireland to New Jersey. We've got Ian Goldberg back on the Sports Doctor. Ian's the creator of iSport 360, the first ever app, parents and coaches sharing player feedback. Great interaction, website, et cetera. Ian, welcome back, man.
Great to talk to you again, Bob.
Let's jump right in and have you talk about what iSport 360 is, and you can mix in a touch of your background.
Sure, yeah. I am a New Jersey sports dad and a soccer and basketball coach for my two little girls, and I created iSport 360 2 years ago. Because I felt like coaches and parents really needed to do a better job of sharing player feedback, and specifically objective feedback, actionable feedback, and fair feedback.
You know, the idea of just what I always liked right off the bat, before I realized that your parents and my sister and them, they've been years, friends for years, when we first had you on. The idea of initiating the communication in every way, shape, and form, including player evaluation, is what struck me as being unique in your initiating this.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You know, in the school systems, parents and teachers have been working together for many, many years to help the kids succeed, and there's so many best practices. And as we explored those, we realized they are just not being transferred over to youth sports very well.
Now, of course, we're all familiar with the overzealous, ranting, raving parents. We're smack in the middle of the realization of what the whole craziness with some of these Svengali coaches and youth sports crises. And there's no doubt about it of the importance of the coaching and that type of communication, being able to make it easy and comfortable to do it in that regard. And you do it, you include in a humorous way.
Well, we have a newsletter for sports parents because I think sports parents are a very underserved community. I mean, everybody would blame all of the problems in youth sports on the parents. However, no one has really done a great job of educating them about the psychology behind, you know, their kids' development and having them understand, for example, why they should be sitting quietly on the sidelines. I can tell you from doing a lot of research, there are many good reasons for them to be quiet, most of the time they think it's because the coach just wants to be very controlling. But really it's so that their kids can make decisions on the field themselves.
All of those things. You're like a commercial, Ian, for my upcoming book.
I'm very passionate about it.
You are participating in.
Yes.
I was hoping you'd be hashtag Hey Sports Parents this spring.
Absolutely.
Of these things, including the physical side of injuries, as well as the whole world of the mental side, that you're talking about the pressure on these kids and the ability to put together. I've written a couple of articles for you. Put it together. It's a great informative vehicle. What's the website for them?
Our website is www.isport360.com. ISPORT360.com. You can also download the app in the either of the app stores.
Yes, and I know that you've been working on that, and the cooperation. You have quite a team along with you with the importance of this whole youth sport world. We were just talking about the challenge of youth sports and drugs. We have a chapter in the book called The Prodigy Sports. You know, when you're watching the Olympics, and boy, is it exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you see a 17-year-old world champion, the gold medal, and you say, holy cow, didn't I see this kid in the office as an 8-year-old? Getting very, very serious very, very early. It's not for everybody, but you're becoming quite a sports psychologist, Ian.
Well, that's half the equation, but I also love the articles you write for us about the physical side of things, and especially the part about, you know, how injury-prone kids can be when they start to specialize in sports at such a young age, and it's usually because their parents think they're on track for a scholarship or for the Olympic team.
Yeah, but you know what? Almost all of them, and I'm relating to my 10, 11, 12-year-old figure skaters we see, especially, almost always they are very much driven because this is what they love. And the initial ability, every sports physician would like to see kids play multiple sports. It's a great way, but, you know, these prodigies is a real challenge. And when you throw the money in, remember how many months ago was it Time Magazine had the front cover of the magazine, a little leaguer on the front cover, and it said something like the $15 billion a year youth sports market.
That's
gotten
right.
Way out of hand. And it's some real education. That's what you guys are all about, isn't it?
That's correct. And you know what? I think it's the parents' job. Even if a kid is a prodigy and is on track for a scholarship or the Olympics, I think it's the parents' job when their child is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old to say, you need to take a season off. You need to rest your arm, your leg, your knees, whatever it is. And that takes a lot of discipline, and it's hard to do.
As a team, it's a team approach. We're going to talk more about the team approach. What's the website again, Ian?
www.isport360.com.
All right, we're going to talk more about it. Ian Goldberg, calling from New Jersey. We'll be right back at Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center,
also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, back in action live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doc. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Ian Goldberg, the creator of iSport 360 and their whole app and their information website for parents and coaches sharing player feedback, interactions. You were mentioning to me, is there a facility that's newly involved with you, Ian?
Yeah, we just partnered with the Aspen Institute, which is a nonprofit with global exposure, but they do some great things to make sure that kids are staying active and that kids are healthy in sports. And they have the backing of big sports brands, and
terrific.
They do great research. It's called the Aspen Institute, and their program is called Project Play 2020.
Great. We'll send them 5 copies of hashtag Hey Sports Parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That whole aspect, again, understanding, we were just talking before with my first guest, Jim Corwin from Dublin, Ireland. We were talking about childhood obesity. We were talking about that whole other side of the importance of activity and the safety of that particular activity. But the fact that it's such a challenge. He was talking about, you know, that, gee, Ireland is catching up to the United States. Every third kid is overweight. Everybody's looking at their screens. So the aspect of activity and the idea that fitness is not necessarily playing sports. Got a lot of aspects to it. What are some of the different sports that you guys pay attention to at iSport 360 with the coaches and players?
Yeah, I would say most of our users are from soccer. And then right behind that would be Little League Baseball, basketball, softball, ice hockey, lacrosse, and we recently added cheerleading, actually, because I've heard that cheerleading parents are the craziest of them all.
No, Bob. By the way, cheerleading is some of the best athletes in the world. And it also high level of injury problems. So in all aspects, they sure need to be included in one way or the other when you're talking about the safety of sports. And I've seen articles with you, again, on hydration, articles on the importance of nutrition. How do your daughters like your articles?
They like them. Actually, the funny part is that I get a lot of the content ideas for my newsletter from firsthand experiences at the fields. And every week there is something going on, and I hope that one day someone makes a movie or a reality series out of this, because you just can't make this stuff up.
Right. That's a theme. It's a theme through iSport 360, as long as I know this guy, which is, you know, I don't think you can make this stuff up. In some way, shape, or form, we all can have a smile and a snicker when we think about that with the pressures, again,
though, we see a big concern. There is an epidemic of youth sports injuries, period. There's an epidemic of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and pain medicine.
Right.
That is a very, very, very big concern. And it's very important that coaches as well as parents have an opportunity to continue to be communicating, including when you talk a lot about player feedback or player evaluation, how does that fit in?
Well, you know, I've always felt like if a coach and parent are going to talk about a player's performance or why a player is not getting more playing time, I think it really, the conversation needs to be based on some objective standards and whether or not the child is meeting those standards. So that's a really important part of our mobile app, is for any sport your child's playing, for any age, for any gender, whether they're a travel player or a recreation player, we provide standards within the app so that a coach can say to the parents, listen, your child would get more playing time or would make the travel team or would be on the starting team if they were doing better in these few standards. And here's exactly how you define those standards. So that really makes for an objective and productive conversation between the coach and the parent.
You can't have too many objective and productive conversations, including a lot of those things that sometimes people don't think about, yet all the time they're thinking about, which is the playing time, et cetera. The challenge of overscheduling is a huge one, as again, sometimes we see. Soccer is a great example. You talked about your girls and so many of the members, soccer players, where we will see very, very early specialization, wanting to play soccer and just being on two or three different traveling teams. Still to this day, the least supporting shoe in sports is the soccer shoe. Many times we're telling parents and coaches, we don't care what the sport is, strengthen those feet and ankles, regardless of what the sport is. But again, you're a dad, you also coach the sport, and you're also in the middle of the iSport 360. So again, you got to be a good sports psychologist.
You do, but the nice thing is every time that I go to coach the kids at the fields for a practice, for a game, it's a little bit of research and development for my company, because if I wasn't coaching, I don't think I could be the CEO of this company, and I certainly wouldn't have the connection to the players and their parents, and you know, understand their pain points as well.
Yes, one of the most popular parts of the sports doctor for decades has been the topic parenting the child athlete and all of the challenges with trying to do the two things everybody cares about. Number one, can we stay out of injury problems? And then number two, for that certain percentage, might be enhancing performance, a step or two quicker, stronger, faster, et cetera. And then that whole mental side of things mixed in with the idea of the fitness things that we were just talking about. And then the communication. How is the coaching, the school community like and interact with you guys, Ian?
Well, you know, a lot of coaches at first say to us, why do we, don't give us another tool. You know, we don't have much time. A lot of the coaches that we talk to are volunteers. So at first they say, you know, we just don't have the time for this, for another tool. Our response to them is always, if you proactively share a little bit of feedback on this platform, you will save countless hours of arguments and discussions with heated parents, because we all know that parents of kids all the way up through high school, even college, they stay out of the coach's way until their blood is boiling and they just can't take anymore.
It's a huge point, Dean. Again, you know, going back to what we first said, what attracted me so much of what you were doing was that fact of that the communication. The reality is that communication is not really enhanced and paid attention to. There's a semi-chaos of what you're just talking about.
That's right. Yep.
Right? Let alone the idea that, hey, it's supposed to be fun here. There's also supposed to be, let's take some of the pressure off here. That doesn't mean we don't pay attention to who's the most talented kid in the country when we can find them, very, very few and far between. But the idea of being able to have that, even the objective feedback, the convenience of an app and being able to get that kind of interaction. So once coaches are more familiar with the situation, you would think it will continue to grow in all areas of the of youth sports.
That's right. That's right. And let's face it, with spending on youth sports growing astronomically, like you know, when parents are spending so much money on their kids' sports, they actually deserve this feedback. They're entitled to it, and I think coaches owe it to them. When you know, a lot of these parents are paying $2,000 a year for a travel soccer program. Those parents and kids deserve some feedback from the coach.
Yes, on the one hand, you'd think, of course, that's one of the most important things that could be done. And on the other hand, you say, you know, it almost is unique, the initiation of paying attention to this and the idea that it, absolutely, there's no doubt about it, that it should be something that is assumed to be a big part of that commitment, against, especially today with the kinds of pressures on some of these kids and some of their parents. Again, whether it's the dollar and cents expenses, whether it's the overscheduling to where you can't see straight, you're going to so many different games, or whether it's the key point you mentioned earlier, which is there's got to be recovery time. There's got to be intelligent rest time, regardless of how serious your son or daughter is. Because overuse is one of our biggest problems. And a lot of times we see soccer is one of the prodigy sports that we mention in the book, which again is where you might see a young adolescent and they're playing 5-6 days a week.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
And the ability of them to be the best they could be, the ability of them to get some real feedback to their family and coaches, is one of the things that iSport 360 is all about, right?
That's right. And I love the words you just used, the best you can be, because we are not at all about building elite athletes. We are just about kids being the best they can be. And that's a different level for everyone. But we just want them to have feedback so they can be the best they can be.
Yes. And that, of course, includes, and you include, you know, aspects of proper nutrition, and the importance of the fitness side, and all of these kinds of things that are so important in the overall development of these kids. And there's no doubt about it, there aren't many bigger challenges, whether it's financially or whether it's emotionally, than the childhood obesity and adult obesity epidemic that we're still facing. Even though sometimes, again, we think that there's a fitness center on every other block, we end up seeing that these are the kinds of pressures. And it's great to get more and more feedback. And you have more and more guys working with you, don't you, Ian, involved in your group?
We do, but we're really trying to partner with the most influential organizations in youth sports. So I named the Aspen Institute. We're working with the Positive Coaching Alliance. We're working with some of the big software companies in youth sports, with NBC Sports. So we're trying to partner with these big influential players to help improve the experience for the kids, the coaches, and the parents, help improve the feedback, and just try to keep kids active as late in their youth sports career as possible.
Yeah, there's something we used to watch all the time over the years. In elementary school, everybody plays. Everybody makes the team. It's wonderful. Once you even start getting into junior high school already, you're talking about, well, there's a lot of kids who are playing. Maybe it's 50%, 40%. By the time you get to high school, it's 5%, and keeping kids fit and healthy is such a key. Hey, Ian Goldberg, man, the time flew by with you. I want to thank you so much for catching with us. Give me the website again.
Sure. It's www.isport360.com.
Right. Mom and Dad, you gotta check that out. Ian, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we're going to be back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouthguard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouthguard is a smart mouthguard. It gathers and transmits impact data and its effect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector mouth guard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouth guard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthGuard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart mouth guard. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. Dr. Bob Weil, it's the Sports Doctors In segment. We answer emails, and we start the segment off with upcoming show guests. The email, drrweil, sportsdoctor, sports. D-O-C-T-O-R at yahoo.com. Gosh, it was a website name. We kept a long name. A couple of great shows coming up. Physical therapist Anthony Caronia from my neck of the woods with ATI Physical Therapy will be joining me next week. Chris Dean, the inventor of the ankle roll guard. It's quite a unique piece of add-on to control dramatically ankle sprain tendencies. The following week, Pete Canavan. Pete's the author of the books involving safety on college campuses for female students. And then Sean Burke and ASEA Cellular Health will be joining me. Some great guests, great topics coming up on the Sports Doctor. We're going to jump in for a few emails. But again, by the way, the book, Empowered Aging. We're very excited about it. It's been out a few weeks, doing very well on Amazon. Empowered Aging is authored by Sharky Zartman. She's a radio talk show host. She's the co-author of my upcoming book, Hey Sports Parents, and The book puts together about 12 authors of various topics involving aging, nutrition, exercise. Great book. Pick up a copy. After all, the name of my chapter, Aging is a Balancing Act, is a good point, isn't it? Although this is really about working balance and stability as we get older or younger, as one of the main exercises for postural fitness. A few emails. Stacy says, my 12-year-old son loves hockey. His knees are always bothering him. He's kind of knock-kneed. Stacy, for years we've used orthotics, proper orthotics and skates, to make a dramatic difference in the stress, usually the twisting type stress that's associated with the tendency to be knock-kneed, flat-type feet, and knee problems. And the combination usually of strengthening, physical therapy, and orthotics can be a dramatic help. 12-year-old boy is also growing rapidly, and many times the growth-related discomfort is also involved. Pressure on particularly, for example, the kneecap tendon sometimes can cause discomfort and irritation. Check with sports podiatry for orthotics. Half the skaters I see as a foot specialist, I'm seeing them because their knees hurt. Tom says, you mentioned the term Svengali coaches. What do you mean? You know, Tom, these overbearing, in some instances abusive, coaches of youth sports is of real concern. Again, it's been put in front of our face and splashed over the world in a situation of sexual abuse with young girls. But we've also seen many times in mental and physical abuse with overkill, and these Svengali coaches who have an almost trance-like control over these young boys or girls are a real problem. Interestingly enough, Ian Goldberg on my last segment, where we were talking about the whole importance and communication between parents and coaches and at all levels, and the fact of we can really start having problems. So when a parent sees a non-communicating, what even close to being a mental abuse or a mad type scenario, you want to steer clear these kinds of individuals. You want to have an opportunity to meet the coach. You want to have an opportunity to speak to the coach and see what you're dealing with, as well as being a good listener, Tom, to your son or daughter with their feedback about their coaches. So, big problem in serious youth sports are these Svengali coaches. Terry says, wow, 17-year-old gold medalists. How young are they starting? You know, I mentioned at the top of the show, Terry, the amazing 17-year-old, best in the world already in snowboarding or in some aspect of the skiing at the world level of figure skating at 17 or 18 years old. And it just brings up front and center for me the prodigy athlete. It's a chapter in our upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's about the, again, the almost laser-like attention to the only one sport. A young boy or girl gets older. It could be tennis, it could be gymnastics, it could be figure skating, and the challenges that that brings, both mentally as well as physically. It is not for everybody. But when the love is there and the excitement is there. You know, 8 years ago, Evan Lysacek won the gold medal. When I had his mom after the show on the radio, I said, "How'd you know you weren't pushing him?" She said, "You know, Dr. Weil, it was 5 a.m. he had to get up for ice time. I never had to wake the kid up. There he was with his gloves on." Got to be the young boy or girl's dream. Time flew by. Again, if you want to go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Follow us on Twitter. 34,000 followers. Get a lot of guests from Twitter. Great information. At SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We will see you next time. SportsDoc. Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.